afternoon. I'm Chair Gina Mackey, and this is a meeting of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board at the Laughlin Regional Government Center at 101 Civic Way in Laughlin. Today is April 9th, and the time is 1:30. Just a note, the items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office at area code 702-298-0828 and is or will be available at the county's website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. Board members, Gina Mackey, Chair, Kathy Oakes, Vice Chair, James Moniachi, Niall Smith, and Kathleen Whitehead, Secretary Tammy Harris, and County Liaison, Dr. Brian Paulson. We called to order. I'd like to have Father Charlie do the invocation. Thank you.
There are lots of people around our country today looking for six numbers tonight. So here are my six: 1, 3, 7, 16, 36, and 85. You don't have to write them down. You won't win $120 million and Mega Millions if you use them. But they do remind us of six interesting facts about our great state of Nevada. Number one, Nevada is called the Silver State, but it's the number one state for producing gold in the whole country. Three, there are three area codes in Nevada. We're only familiar with one or two down here. Number seven, Nevada is the seventh largest state in the United States and only one of seven states that has no personal income tax. 16, there are 16 counties in our great state, and the one that we live in, Clark, is the most populous. 36, Nevada is the 36th state to enter the Union. And 85, the approximate percentage of Nevada owned by the federal government. As the Laughlin Town Advisory Board meets today, we ask Almighty God to bless this little part of the great state of Nevada that we call home and we call paradise. May what we do always contribute to the good of those who live and work here now and into the future. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kathleen, can we do the...
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now we will do roll call. Kathleen Whitehead.
Present.
James Moniachi.
Here.
Gina Mackey, I am here. Kathy Oakes is not here on business.
Present.
Neil Smith. Present?
Present.
Okay. Number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. So again, this is discussion only. Number three, what I'd like to do is to combine the approval of the minutes from March 12th along with the approval of the agenda for April 9th to hold, combine, delete any items for possible action. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Discussion aye. First. You should have asked for discussion.
Discussion, does anybody want to discuss the
motion?
The motion?
No.
Okay. So we had a second. All in favor, aye. So that is motion passes 4-4. Item number four. Oh, no, we don't need that anymore. No. Informational items. Okay. Number one, receive a report from Lieutenant Jeff Hughes with Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only. Good morning.
Good afternoon, Lieutenant Jeff Hughes of Metro. Looking at our calls for service for March of last month, we were at 409, which is just about 2% less than the same reporting period last year. If you look at February, we're up substantially, but we are in that time of year where our calls and our busy season will be beginning. Citations for Laughlin were at 577. We had one DUI arrest. We had 11 battery domestic violence arrests. Total bookings for the Laughlin area were 81. Juvenile arrests were two. None of those two were actual residents of Laughlin. And then juvenile citations, we had five citations. Looking at our casino drive activity, the three casinos that generate most of our time, for at least for the month of March, were the Riverside, Harrah's, and the Tropicana. And then all of the casinos there, they account for about 36% of our calls for service for the month of March. In the residential area, Crown Point, Riverwood, and Vista Creek were our top calls for service apartment complexes. Looking at the high school, we had 10 calls for service. The majority of those were calls that my officers created themselves to go out to follow up on whatever they were following up on. It doesn't necessarily mean it was an incident that happened at the high school. And then of note there, we did have one battery call at the high school. That was about it for the high school. And then for the residential area, that accounts for about 25% of my calls for service for the month of March. So if you look at Casino Drive in the residential area, that's about 62% of my the time that we spend on calls for service. We didn't have any major calls last month. What looked like took the majority of our time were other disturbance calls. Like I've said before, it could be anything of a minor nature. Assist a citizen call could be anything, just us supplying information to a citizen. That accounts for a lot of our calls for service. And then domestic violence type calls that don't always necessarily result in a violence. So it could just be an argument or something like that. That accounts for but probably our third top calls for service type call. Other than that, we are, I was gonna say knee deep, but we're probably shoulder deep in River Run planning right now, which is less than 3 weeks away. I have a large contingent of officers coming from Vegas to help me out. I have plenty of resources there, and then we also have other law enforcement agencies in the tri-state area that will come down and help us out as needed. But I have what I need for the River Run, and I'm anticipating a safe and quiet River Run this year. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions from the board?
I see NHP's not here. With the rerouting of Interstate 11 this morning, it has been insanely busy on 95. So I know Sergeant Dice was busy with that. So
thank you. Number two, receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month. And so we just said that there's nobody here for that. Am I correct?
Let's make sure. Is anybody here from NHP?
No. Okay. Number three, receive a report from Clark County Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues for discussion only. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Captain Scott Taggart. I'm here on behalf of my battalion chief, Straley, who couldn't make it today. They got some important training going on in town. So wanted to pass along, each of you should have gotten a copy of the statistics for the month. And looks like all the units that we have down here in Laughlin have gone up quite a bit. So 25% increase in calls for engine 76, 41 EMS calls, 11 fires, about half of those I was on myself, 12 other for a total of 64 calls. The rescue went on 119 EMS calls, 5 fire calls, 7 other for a total of 131. So 25 and 20% increase respectively. So just like Lieutenant Hughes said, this is just our time of year. It's going to be getting busier through the summer. Engine 85 in the residential areas got up quite a bit as well. They actually went from 80 calls last month to 111 this month, 39% increase for the month of March, excuse me, not April. And for a total year-to-date, calls 777 calls, which is kind of a rather lucky number for Laughlin.
Yeah.
We've had, it seems like a noticeable increase in a lot of fires, structure fires, had a few fires in the hotels, had some apartment fires in Engine 85's area. Also have had some motorhome fires in the RV park and on the highway. So it just that time of year where everybody's doing a lot of driving. And the tech calls that you have on your form where it says TR76, they're still working on trying to track those calls. For some reason, dispatch is when they're sending that unit, it's not tracking those calls. So we're still trying to work the bugs out of that system. I'm not sure what the problem is with that. So we have had some more tech calls where we've done some rescue out in the mountainous areas or on the river, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't show up in the stats. And our administration is working with Lieutenant Hughes right now, gearing up for the river run as well. I'm not sure at this point exactly what additional resources that they're going to be bringing down here, but they're in the planning stages of that right now. There is some exercises that they're going to be doing in June that they're working on right now with Metro, Bullhead, and a lot of agencies with that concern multi-casualty incidents and live shooter events. So they're working on that right now. That's going to be upcoming next month and in June. So if you have any questions.
Anyone? No, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next up, number four, receive a report from Greg Turner with the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system for discussion only.
All right, Greg Turner, Clark County Water Reclamation District. In the month of March 2019, we treated an average of 1.84 million gallons of wastewater returned to the Colorado River. That's an increase of about 80,000 gallons per day over March of 2018, where we had 1.76 million gallons that we treated. We didn't have any sewer service complaints or odor complaints reported. We did have 17 call before you dig tickets. And but we have update on our incident we had last month with the lift station on the south end of town. We're still pumping around our lift station that's over there while we work on it, and that'll probably go on for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
So anyway, that's my report. Unless you have questions.
Thank you.
All right.
Anyone?
I do.
Okay.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
I'm learning this process now. Sure. So how long do you think you'll still be working on the south side one, the south pump?
I don't have a really good answer for that.
It'll be
over a month. Yeah, it'll
over
be a
month.
While.
Okay.
We're getting some pumps rebuilt right now, and they're looking into what's the long-term fix for that particular lift station. They did rehab part of it. There was one other part that still probably needs some rehab work done, and they're taking a look at that. So it could be months that we pump it around. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, is Jordan Bunker here from the Big Bend Water District? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I had a note here. He's not in attendance. Do we have anything that I can report for him? No. Okay, thank you. Also, Will Douglas is not in attendance with the University of Nevada Cooperative Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities, but I do have a little note here that I can probably read, if that would be okay. This is from Will Douglas. What he's saying is 4-H is going well. Though we are preparing to wrap up the after-school programming for the year, some of my volunteers and I are planning to have an end-of-the-year party for the kids. On another note, the Searchlight kids are currently working on the Lego robotics kits and making good progress. It also seems to be a hit based on the fact that I had 16 kids last session. I'm also in the planning stages of a 4-H summer mini camp for them that would begin to introduce desert gardening. The Laughlin kids really loved gardening this year, so I'm hoping to provide some of those same opportunities to the youth in Searchlight. On Saturday, March 30th, they held a free introduction to the desert gardening seminar at the Laughlin Library. Dr. Angela O. Callahan, horticultural specialist from the Vegas office, taught the seminar. We had 35 people in attendance, and I received quite a bit of positive feedback regarding the class. Buddy and I are hoping that we can offer additional gardening seminars in the near future. And lastly, I received some great news last week regarding the irrigation at the community garden. GTI is the company that will be putting in the new irrigation. Confirmed the project start date to be April 9th, and that is today. So the garden should be in fully operational by Wednesday or Thursday of this week. And that was all from Will Douglas. Let's see, receive a report from Jackie Mazzeo with the chamber. Jackie, absent, okay. Number 8, receive a report from Richard DeClerc with the Parks and Rec regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Richard, no? Number 9, receive a report from Laughlin School System regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only. Anybody here from the school system? Seeing none, we're just getting right through this. Here's Tanya. Number 10, receive a report from Tanya Brown-Worth with the Laughlin Library regarding current and upcoming activities for discussion only.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, board members, Madam Chair. My name is Tanya Brown-Worth, and I am happy to announce some noteworthy events coming to the library in the next week or so. And per usual, please feel free to ask, and you can always call our branch for more information. We are open 7 days a week for your convenience. So tomorrow is the big day. We are so excited to be having our 25th anniversary of the Laughlin Library building. The building opened April 10th, 1994. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a big party to celebrate. Everyone here is welcome. We're going to be opening all of our scrapbooks. We've created exhibits. The staff have made a wonderful slideshow and some movies about the Laughlin Library and its history. And the fire department agreed to bring their fire truck, and we're also going to have a balloon artist for the kids. So the whole family is welcome to this very special event. Through a generous donation from Kathy, we're going to have some cinnamon rolls and other light refreshments. We're looking forward to seeing lots and lots of longtime local folks. So please feel free to join us. That's tomorrow, 3 to 5, the Laughlin Library 25th anniversary. And the second most important announcement I have to make is about tax season. As you know, tax season is coming to a close, which means that Thursday the 11th is the last day to do AARP tax aid. It's going to go till about 3:30, but if folks need to be seen on Thursday by our tax folks, I urge them to be there at opening. We open at 10 o'clock. It's first come, first serve, walk-ins only for Thursday. And that's the AARP tax folks. Last service Thursday, the 11th at 10 to 3:30. So since the last time there was a meeting, Kathleen Whitehead came down to the library and did a two-part tour, which was a lot of fun for us. And she gave me the idea to share new and noteworthy services at the library. So this is my first one. I wanted to let everyone know that the library does scanning services. As you know, faxing per page can get a little expensive, but at the library we have a machine and you can scan papers through a top feeder quickly for just 5 cents a page. So for folks who'd rather not fax, who would rather scan, the Laughlin Library has a scanner that's open to use for the public. It's 5 cents per page. You just should bring a flash drive if you can. Since we can't scan to email yet, you just bring your flash drive. We'll put your file on that flash drive, and then you can email it via attachment to whoever you want to email it to. So it's much cheaper than faxing. One of the advantages is that you keep your file permanently in your sent folder of your email. So those are the big things going on this coming week, but I'm happy to answer any questions. You have any questions?
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
So this exhibit that you're going to have for tomorrow?
Yes.
How long will it be up, or is it just for tomorrow?
That's a good question. We're actually playing it on our mounted television in our lobby, but to hear it with the sound, you'd have to come tomorrow. So it's really just a slideshow of our library's history from opening day in 1994. You'll see a lot of staff, lots of historical events, different spaces that we've tried out. But some of the others will have to go back into my office. I'm assuming the scrapbooks can't stay out because they're so precious to us. But anybody who's willing to come down tomorrow will see all of Laughlin Library's history through scrapbooks, exhibits, and slideshow presentations.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Fire trucks and balloon artists? I just wanted to repeat that.
Yeah.
Fire trucks and balloon artists.
Yeah, we'll see y'all there. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Tanya. Thanks. A couple of people came in after the fact. And so, who wants to go first? Richard, can we hear your report?
Perfect.
And that was number 8 on the informational items. Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Rec regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities for discussion only. Thank you.
Sorry about that. We were getting our finishing touches for our Easter egg hunt done, so didn't quite make it on time. I'm Richard DeClerc, Clark County Parks and Recreation Program Supervisor. Some of our stats for April. We ran 44 programs in March and had 599 participants that totaled a total of 2,386 visits to the senior center. We did have one special event during March. We had 8 teams for our trivia night, which was March 22nd. It's 32 participants for that. Really fun night. We made the trivia a little harder this time, so we made the brains work a little more. Last time we had, the winning team had like 88 out of 100, right? This time the winning team only had 64, so. They were kind of mad about it, but we thought it was way more fun. So we'll try to get in the middle next time. Some upcoming events. This Saturday, which is April 13th, is the Laughlin Egg Run. It's our annual Egg Run event, ages 3 to 12. Pre-registration started March 1st. And the event will include our free inflatables, so it's this Saturday. If you don't pre-register, you can register there. You just might have to wait in a line. We do 3 age groups, so it's 3 to 5, 6 to 8, and then 9 to 12. that we do three different egg runs. We have a total of 5,500 eggs, pre-stuffed eggs that are going out, and right around 4,500 pieces of candy that go out in the field also. So people have a chance to win. We have 30 prize baskets, 30 stuffed animals, bunnies kind of things that we give out at this. It's 10 for each age group. And then we have some candy jar guessing that we do for all the age groups, and then one for 13 and up, so teens and adults can win that. It's just like a egg full of candy. So that's this Saturday. Our three inflatables that we have, if people haven't seen them, we have an obstacle course. It's about 185-foot long obstacle inflatable obstacle course that comes in six different pieces. We have a Hungry Hungry Hippos inflatable and then a bounce house slide combo. So it's a pretty nice little setup that we can put up. That's all stuff that Clark County owns, so we don't have to pay any additional fees for that. April 26th, we have a senior center game night. So this is in addition to our trivia nights that we run four of a year. This is a new program that we're trying to get going. We're going to try to run at least three or four of these a year, where people sign up in teams of four, and we will play three different group style games. So Pictionary, Scattergory, stuff like that. They'll accumulate points, and then we'll have a winner at the end of that. We give out all kinds of prizes, and it always includes a meal, that kind of stuff. So. And then May 15th at the Senior Center will be our second annual Laughlin Lane Busters Wii Bowling Tournament. It's something that we do in conjunction with all the other senior centers in Vegas and North County. There's four tournaments a year where we host one of the four. Teams from those other centers will come to our center, and they compete in the Wii Bowling, which is the video game. And we do like a bracket-style double elimination tournament here, so it's real fun. Lots going on. They get lunch and all kinds of stuff with that. So that is all of the updates that I have. Is there any questions?
Thank you. Any questions?
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
So this free, the thing that you said that people had to sign up for,
mm-hmm.
is that for the inflatables or is that for the egg run or what is that?
We try to pre-register for the egg run so we know how many kids are in each group. If you pre-register, then it's much easier when you get there because you just come over, we mark your name off a list, we give you a wristband that corresponds with your age, and you're good to go. If you register the day of and you're not already in our system, it just takes a little more time. You have to fill out some paperwork and that kind of thing. So usually people who come the day of probably have, it's probably like a 10 to 15 minute wait depending on how long that line is. And so if you're getting there, the first egg run starts at 9:05 for the 3 to 5 year olds. So if you're getting there at 8:55 or 9 o'clock and you have a 3 or 5 year old, at 15 minute wait, your thing's going to be done. So we like to get as many pre-registrations as we can, but the inflatables are free to everyone who is registered for the egg run. So they do have to have a wristband, which means they came up to us and we verified their age and stuff to use the inflatables, but they're free, till 11 o'clock.
Can they register online with the senior center or the rec center?
Yeah. They can register online or they can come into our building and do it there. They can do it over the phone, really, for this one because there's no cost associated with it. So if we get a phone call, we can enter them in the computer right over the phone. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Richard, I want to say thank you mm-hmm. for everything you do for the community. We really appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Thank you. Sorry I was late.
Okay. And Jackie, do we want to go? So this would be going back to number 7, and that would be receive a report from Jackie Mazzeo with Laughlin Chamber of Commerce regarding current and upcoming business activities in Laughlin for discussion only.
Good afternoon. Jim, you're awfully bright and ready for spring. Thank you for bringing a smile to my face. Staff, board. I'm here to tell you that on this Friday, we are going to have our spring mixer in our backyard at the Laughlin Chamber, and that's to celebrate the amount of money that we made and are going to be distributing on that day to the Unrestricted River Fund. In the amount that I disclosed before, $15,000 will be given to them. Last year was $11,500, and the year before that was $9,500. So every year, this event in March is getting more popular. On Friday, you can expect catered food from Javelina's food and beverage by Coit. The Class Act Band will be there getting our dance on. Bullhead City Rocks will be there helping us make rocks for the memorial tree up in Pyramid Canyon, the Tree of Hope and Life. And Sam's Club will be there giving us opportunities to win free chickens, the cooked chickens that we all like, the roasted chickens. So if you want to be there, we're from 5 to 7, and it's a great celebration with lots of volunteers. I wanted to thank Clark County Rec. The egg hunt that's coming up is one of my volunteers' favorite events because they get to dress up like bunny rabbits and help all the children. And one of the major reasons why a couple years ago we started background checking all of my volunteers so that we could be sure that they were appropriate for the elderly and the children in our area. And we just passed the 100 volunteer mark. All volunteers are expected to put in at least 15 hours a year. And they're doing very good at that. I need you to know that coming up on June 6th is the Chef's Food Fest.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, yeah. How many hours do they have to do?
15 hours or more a year.
Thank you.
Chef's Food Fest is our longest event. This is our 32nd year. We have over 550 people attend, over 13 competing chefs, and all the money goes to the non-restricted fund for River Fund that provides emergency services for everyone in the Colorado River region, from natural disasters like the Willow Fire to the working poor and they need a refrigerator, or families who distraught and lost their IDs and need help getting them back. So this is an event that's amazing, where we get to celebrate so that others can eat and get emergency service provided to them. It is 32 years old, and we're really excited. Again, this year it'll be held at the Aquarius because it is the only venue that can hold over 550 people. The other thing that I need to announce is that, of course, nominations are open for the 22nd Community Achievement Awards in 17 categories. There are categories from the working first responders who have gone over and above what they do every day for us but have done something special in their volunteer work on the side, to Young Wonders, children under the age of 17 who are doing something special to put a positive impact and give back to the community that's been good to them. So we're really excited about receiving those nominations, and they're open all year. And some of the ones we're getting right now, especially the Young Wonders, have been very entertaining. Children collecting pennies just so that they can give them to a homeless shelter so people can eat spaghetti on Friday. That was the story, and it was really cute. Other than that, the LTC, I'll report, does not have an executive director at this time. Right now, we are helping administer just a little bit the paperwork and management of the LTC, and contract negotiations are underway for the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce to be compensated for any work that they do for the Laughlin Tourism Commission. They will not be doing any more concerts in the future and only will stick to the, I think it's 6 events that they have on the calendar now, and we will be helping with that if the contract is accepted on both sides, both board members. There's a Laughlin Tourism Board and there's a Laughlin Chamber Board, and they have to agree on the contract all the way across. Otherwise, we can't spend member money on helping them, and we don't spend sponsorship money on helping anybody. That member, all those membership revenues are spent on members and what they need. So I think that's all I have, except for on May 10th, I'm having spine surgery. I may not be here on the meeting that week, but I'm confident that Val can help you with services or anything that you require. And she's very competent, and I will be remote, so I can help you with anything that you need, and you all have my email address.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
A comment? So, Jackie, I know you had a rough week last week, and I'm sorry for the loss of your father.
Thank you.
I understand. I don't know him. I never met him. I understand he was quite a guy, and they put a bust in a park.
Yes, they did.
Would you like to just share that story with us while you're here? Do you mind?
Yes. I'll apologize if I get emotional, but my father was honored in his likeness in a bust and torso bronze statue in the underwater sea of Atlantis, or it's called Atlantis Adventure Park, and it's in the middle of the city of Garden Grove, and it's the first park he ever designed and built in that city. He built every park in that city and worked up until his last day when he was just before he turned 89. He built a park that's like the underwater sea of Atlantis, and all of the rides or play toys in there are like rocking seahorses, and you can slide through a whale and a serpent will talk to you, not knowing that your mother and father are behind a bush telling this guy all about your bad grades and that you didn't do your chores. But he put this whole Adventureland together, and when you choke your children in, they get locked in. So there's no way for the bad guys to get in. There's no way for the children to get out and get in trouble. So they have free range to be children. I was very lucky to be raised with a father who believed in giving back to his community, and I that's why I'm so passionate about communities, places for children to play. So when they unveiled his likeness last week, it was amazing. It was an amazing feeling. I'm very proud.
Thank you for sharing.
You're very
Any
welcome.
More questions? You know, I do. Jackie, that was really a beautiful story, and yes, our condolences go out to you. But I do want to ask a business question.
Okay, it's okay.
Sorry. have you gotten any new members in the Laughlin area as of yet or recently or lately? Because, you know, it's our only way to really measure business growth mm-hmm. here in Laughlin.
We have received one member in the Laughlin area. Remember, we take any inquiring business across the United States and Canada. There's interest from all kinds of people who want to be members of the Laughlin Chamber, and interest in small investments in this area. So because of the slow growth of Laughlin at this time, we don't get a lot of requests for business, although Lord knows I've tried to reach into the Dollar General or the Family Dollar and Jackpot Joanies, and they don't have an interest at this time. They have corporate entities that help them do their marketing, and they don't need me or don't want our services. Right. So,
are you ever approached by maybe the town center and all of those, you know, the lease offices there? Does anybody ever come to the chamber asking you about that?
Yes, yeah, so Mary Ellen Veraldi, I can't remember say her last name. She sits on our board now as a Laughlin business owner. So we get a lot of help from her on real estate and business activity up on Leo's Highway, and it's really nice to have that input.
Great. I'm just wondering and curious, when you do come and report, can you keep a tally of all of these things so we can kind of see our progress moving forward?
Do you want a report just on the Laughlin businesses or businesses total?
No, I think in Laughlin, because that's what we're trying to accomplish is Laughlin.
Yeah, when business gets more successful in Laughlin, I'm sure we will be more successful.
Absolutely. But until then, if we can just keep, you know, mounting it up, that would be great.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very mm-hmm. much for your time.
Jackie, did you say, is MJ left her position at the LTC then?
Yes, MJ left in February, and she's left the area.
Is there somebody else replacing her? Do you know?
That's my staff right now doing paperwork.
Okay, so
and
you guys are doing
we're doing contract duty. Negotiations for compensation should they choose the chamber's staff and an additional staff member to just take care of that.
Okay.
But I don't know the outcome of that because I'm not a board member, so those kind of talks go on behind me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. Number 11. Receive a report from Mike Jackson with Southern Nevada Transit Coalition regarding the status of the Silver Rider bus system for discussion only. And welcome, Mr.
Thank
Jackson.
You.
Thank you for coming.
Mike Jackson, Executive Director, Southern Nevada Transit Coalition. My report's a little short because I came here last month, but I got a few things to discuss. Start out with ridership. On fixed route in March, 22,303, which is up a bit from February. Our paratransit, 994, which is up a little bit from February. And our Las Vegas Express, 299 for March, which is up a little bit from February as well. Overall, it's basically averaged. It averages out. Next, we had the fundraiser bowling tournament, which continues to be a success. On March 24th, we had the tournament fundraiser for medical transportation. It was a great turnout. We had about 126 bowlers, which pretty much filled up the Riverside Bowling Alley. We raised over $4,000. in this bowling tournament, we have other things that we do to help raise money. We have a silent auction. We have raffle prizes and a 50-50 raffle. So there's a lot of things going on while the bowling's going, and it's a lot of fun. We had a big turnout from employees from the Aquarius. They tend to come out with a lot of teams every time we have a fundraiser. It's like they use it for an employee gathering, which helps us raise money, so we really appreciate that. We had some staff from the RTC attend, and we're looking at doing this tournament twice a year. Normally we have it around the springtime. We're looking at having one in the fall. So as soon as we establish a date, hopefully the next time that I come to the board meeting, I'll have a date set so I can let everyone know. But it's always a lot of fun, so it'd be nice to have some of you attend. The other subject is our river run. I don't know if many of you know, we change our routing for the river run, and we started this way back when it was really busy. And we basically take our big 40-foot buses and we do not run them on Casino Drive during the peak times of the river run. This was something that we had worked out with Metro some time ago for added safety and security, and it's worked out very well. And even though the river run has slowed down some, it still seems necessary with all the pedestrian traffic and all that to have a 40-foot bus going up and down Casino Drive. So basically what we do is we have the big 40-foot buses still service the residential area of Laughlin, but they utilize the Harris gas station, the south side of Casino Drive, as a transfer point. And then we take the small buses that we have, the cutaway buses, and those service Casino Drive after 3 p.m. on Friday and Saturday evening. The service that they provide on Casino Drive is every half hour, which is a little bit of an increase than what we normally do, so it works well. But of course, if there is a lot of traffic and a lot of activities going on, then of course the schedule can get behind. I mean, all in all, I believe we give more service on Casino Drive during the river run than we normally do on a regular business day, but it's so subject to change, you never know what's going to happen out there on the road. So it's gone well. I don't anticipate any problems. It's grant writing time. We're finishing up our grants now. In July's report, I'll give you some figures of what our requests were. We're wrapping them up right now, and that's for the grant cycle 2019-2020. I didn't put in for any capital improvements on this grant cycle because I'm still waiting for our 3 40-footers and our one cutaway that NDOT is still working to get an RFP out and get that awarded so we can get them built. The wait period right now for a 40-foot bus to be built is about 18 months. So when it finally does get awarded, I still have a long wait before we see some new ones. But that's not a problem at this point. Our 40-foot buses, as you see out there on the road, are doing very well. I have one more that I need to paint, and they'll all have the new paint scheme that I came up with. But I think they're very good buses. One of the problems that you have with new buses, they tend to have a lot of problems. It takes years to get them all the bugs worked out. There's a lot of bells and whistles going on those buses. You know, they're well over $500,000, but there's so many safety devices and electronics. You know, there's 27 computers that operate inside of a bus. So we'll make it happen, but I did put in for a capital improvement for Mesquite, and I'm looking at getting 3 new buses for their fixed route there, which they don't require 40-footers. They're only 25 passenger cutaways. And those are 2009s, so they are quite old, and they have over 360,000 miles on them. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Thank you.
Mike, I just want to, Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, hold on, I'm sorry.
Thank you, that was an excellent report. Appreciate it.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, and then we have number 12 under informational items, and that's announcement of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events for discussion only. Does anybody have anything to report?
Madam Chairman, I have a couple. So the Laughlin Elks 2872 will be having their big garage sale at Adolphi's from May 3rd to May 5th. And they'll be taking donations. Please call for drop-off and pickups. They do not pick up on anything above the first floor because it's a lot of older people that can't go up and down the stairs with all that heavy stuff. So and it's a 24 set. They go for 24 hours. It's continuous from May 3rd to May 5th. There's a date here. Saturday, May 11th. Is the Wings and Wildlife out at Pyramid Canyon, the parks and trails. They'll have kite flying, birdhouse painting, bird walk, treasure hunts, bird and animal exhibits, horse event, hamburgers, hot dogs. It's always a lot of fun. They do it every year, and it's really, and I think the chamber's part of it and stuff also. No fee for activities, and they'll have animals and all kinds of stuff out there. And those are my only two.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
To elaborate on the Elks Lodge garage sale, it's an open-air garage. It's outdoors in the parking lot.
Oh, that's right. It's not a garage
sale. You have to pray that there's no wind.
Or rain.
Rain. But it starts normally at 8 o'clock on Friday and goes till 2 o'clock on Sunday, straight on through. So you can come down and shop in the cool of the evening.
Thank you very much. Any other announcements that anyone would like to contribute? No? Okay. Thank you. Number 6, planning and zoning. We have one item here, and it is DR-19-0080, the Aquarius Gaming LLC, design reviews for the following. Number 1, modifications to an existing freestanding sign, and number 2, increase the area for animated signs in conjunction with the Aquarius Resort Hotel on 17.2 acres in the Hotel 1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone in the Multiple Use District 1 Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Casino Drive, 370 feet north of Bruce Woodbury Drive within Laughlin. This went to the Board of County Commissioners on March 20th, 2019, and it has been approved per staff conditions. Is there anybody here from Aquarius Gaming that would like to elaborate on this? Seeing none. Okay, number 7, general business, which we have none. And moving on to number 8, comments by the general public. Now, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction, and that will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, and if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the leave of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. I have a couple here that have already filled these out, so I'm going to call those first. Jenny Smith.
Hello, I am Jenny Smith, S-M-I-T-H. My address is 2830 La Palma Drive in Laughlin. And basically, I have never done this before, but in respect to the Town Advisory Board, as a resident of Laughlin, I would just like to bring it to your attention that we are concerned with the legislative bills going that are being talked about, the chatter now, the SB 213 and AB 389, concerning the incorporation of Laughlin. I know it's early on in the stages. However, I would encourage the town board, in behalf of the residents, to request that perhaps we can be enlightened have a meeting, be informed. Not only as residents do we ask this of, the LADC, the commissioner, the assemblyman, the senator, any of those involved, I would just ask that you, as well as the town board, will speak in our behalf that this can be transparent to the residents. Any questions?
Thank you. We can't actually respond to this.
Oh, okay. That's
but thank right. you so much for coming up.
You're welcome.
Okay, next one on the list here was Bruce Henry.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bruce Henry. Last name H-E-N-R-Y. Address is 2004 Mesquite Lane, number 201 in Laughlin, Nevada. And I have a question for the Madam Chair. In the beginning...
We cannot answer any questions.
Oh, okay.
It's public comment only.
I wanted public comments on the informational items, but you kind of went fast on it. Could I include that in this?
You have 3 minutes. Okay. No, that was for the beginning of the meeting.
Okay.
We had comments.
Okay. It seemed like it went fast. Okay. I want to preface my remarks. This has nothing to do with any of the members of the board here. I know a couple members also serve on the LADC. But as Jenny referenced, there's been a lot of misinformation or lack of information in regards to those two bills, 389 and 313. Or 213. And in that process, last week I sent out a little text in regards to there was another bill. And I got a response back from a member that, and to quote, I was told to back off. And I found that very defensive. And it took me a week to kind of decipher what it meant. I don't know if that meant what I thought it meant or it was meant in a different way. But I found that very, not the kind of language you should use in discourse when we're talking about information or lack of information that affects everyone in this in the community. It kind of reminded me of when Archie Bunker used to say to Edith, well, stifle it. And I know what that meant. And, I remember Dale Carnegie had a book on how to influence people and make friends. Well, kind of making remarks like that does not come into, I don't think that would be in that book. And I was very distressed about it, and I had to pray on it and think about, well, I don't know. So I would like you guys to know, I know there's nothing you can do about it, but I need to have some form where I can express my displeasure in being told anything that deals with this community to back off. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Anyone else in the audience? Thank you.
Hi, Mike Jackson again. I didn't know if it was appropriate to bring it up on my report, but there was a concern that we have. We assist Metro on the big concerts they have at the special event area, and we utilize our buses as a deterrent and barricade for safety during the concerts on Bruce Woodbury, which has worked out beautifully, and we plan on continuing to do that. The problem I see is when the concerts let out, the pedestrians walking out of there are tripping off the curb as mm-hmm. they exit, and we're seeing at least 3 people fall each concert, if not more. So I think that really needs to be taken a look at to see there is the ADA curbing, but it doesn't go all the way around. So as they walk out of the concert and they basically walk into the streets, they're falling off that curb. So if that can be looked at, I think that would be wise. Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else, please, come on up.
Hello, my name is Don McCone. I live at 3520 Needles Highway over in Needles.
Can you spell your last name?
Yes, it's McCone, M-C-C-O-N-E. I'm a former city councilman of Needles, And Needles, as you know, has a long, rich history of being around for the last 100 years. It was the hub that built the Hoover Dam for all the materials and people. It obviously has had issues over the last many years, over the last 20 years, that 25 years that I've been in Needles. And clearly, one of the things that I think of when I come here is I'm a member of the tri-state area. I obviously eat and spend a lot of money here in Laughlin. I'm real proud of Bullhead and Needles as well. When I heard that you guys were looking at incorporation, and I heard that you guys were going to carve out, you know, the Casino Drive, I thought, okay, first of all, I'm uneducated on this situation because I haven't heard a lot of information. But when I heard that, I said, that's kind of like carving out Main Street of any town. How possibly could you fund your town if you've carved out your main economic engine? And I'm sure you have answers to that. So I hope that perhaps it's like the casinos in LA or in that area. A lot of the Indian casinos, what they did was they had in lieu of fees that they were in the jurisdiction. So they still paid fees to the town that was adjacent to them. Hopefully there's some type of mechanism like that that you guys can, if you do go down this path and you do incorporate, that you can still benefit from the economic engine of Casino Drive. And to not be able to benefit from that economic engine, just from a layman's point of view, seems to be economic suicide. Because the other businesses and other infrastructure you have for income doesn't appear to be adequate, because we're about the same size as Needles. We struggled. We thought about turning our town back to the county because we couldn't afford all the services. Now Needles is now had to go to the marijuana industry. And I'm not sure, and that's it's only hope right now is to have, you know, dozens and dozens of marijuana industries in there to help, you know, make Needles viable. So I just hope you guys really, really look at the economic viability and don't make some of the mistakes that Needles has made. And I wish you all well. And I'm anything I can do, I would love to help you guys. But I am still always going to be a citizen of the tri-state area, always going to come over here and spend my dollars in your town. And I just don't want your town to kind of wither up and you know, grow tumbleweeds and have bad streets and bad infrastructure and things that you just can't afford to fix. So I just wish you all well and hope that you guys really look at all of the economics of the decision that would work into incorporation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyone else?
Good afternoon. My name is Larry Tunforss, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S. I was 16 before I could spell it, so I know I got it right now. I'm here actually representing a doctor. This is a doctor in Bullhead City who's doing something for the tri-state area, for everybody. Dr. Ziri has put together a summer youth internship and leadership program. I now work in Laughlin a whole 5 hours a week. I host a radio show in the mall, and I had Dr. Ziri on my show last week, talking about this. And they're looking for youth between the ages of 16 and 25. They're going to help them try to find a job. They've already got people lined up willing to pay these youth for 4 hours a day. And so if you know somebody, a neighbor, a grandkid, or your own child or whatever, that you want to get rid of them for 4 hours a day during the summer, this might be the perfect opportunity. They will be paid. They will make some money. They have to apply between now and the 15th. I have some flyers if anyone's interested. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Be my guest, anyone? None? Thank you very much for expressing your opinions. Number 9. Our next meeting date is May 14th. And number 10 is adjournment. Does anybody like to discuss this adjournment, or do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 4-4. Thank you very much for coming.